All right, so I want to play some of Bubba's clips, though. You seemed really heated about this. I honestly, none of this really surprised me. It seems like, if anything, Bubba's just at the point where he's just going to pass the buck. I think he knows that he's toast for this year, and now he's going to try to rewrite this so that maybe some people could perceive it as, well, yeah, you really didn't have much to work with, and when your initial kick returner got injured in training camp a million weeks ago, I guess that was enough. But this was Bubba Ventrone talking to the media.
For right now, what our roster looks like, I think Gage is our best option. So we have a lot of faith in him to get it right. He understands that there's a lot of pressure at that position, and we got to be able to answer the bell. And, you know, he'll put the work in, he'll put the time in to be able to do so.
Okay, so that one didn't sound too bad. That was just kind of like supportive of Gage. Let's see the next one. Let's see where this goes.
I don't know if we have a guy that is like that right now. We have some veterans that are playing in a phase or two that will be vocal at times. But yeah, we probably don't have that one guy like that right now.
Okay, well, that doesn't sound great. That's more of an insult
to
Gage than anything that Daryl just did.
Dude, like, it's such a backhanded statement that, like, those guys in your room, like, this is special teams. You know, like, these, for the most part, are where guys try to make, like, a name for themselves and an organization. And you play well on special teams, maybe you could get, you know, into the rotation in the safety room as this season is lost.
Okay, but he also wasn't wrong either. If the initial question is, do you have a special teams ace? All right, let's set it up that way. Let's do three again here, Mac. If I ask you, do you have a special teams ace? And this is his response.
I don't know if we have a guy that is like that right now. We have some veterans that are playing in a phase or two that will be vocal at times. But yeah, we probably don't have that one guy like that right now.
I really don't take much of an insult to it because he's not wrong.
No, but ask me the same question.
Should he say it?
Yeah, because ask me that question.
Okay, Nick, do we have a special teams ace?
You know, we've struggled on special teams, but I ultimately have a lot of faith in the guys in that room, and I can't think of one ace off the top of my head, but I think as a collective, we're a talented group, and we're better than what we've displayed.
Oh, really? Because when the Browns had Josh Cribbs, you could definitely think of one off the top of your head.
Well, yeah, but Josh Cribbs
I would
Cribbs
crush you for that result, though.
I would say Johnson Bottomosi back
but,
in the
but
day.
But you get the same result as what we just did right there, though. You get the same result. Yours was just as damning as his was. But I'm not
How?
Asking. I'm not asking you to
like
do a press conference.
Group. I like the whole group.
Yeah,
we don't have one ace. I got an 11 aces.
And he said nice things about Gage too. I think the problem is that he was too honest at a spot where I think people didn't want him to be honest. And so, like, I have a hard time with this because yes, there is part of this song and dance where you can't speak the way that he spoke. You can't admit that you don't have a special teams ace. But you also can't be completely ignorant to your surroundings either, because then nobody will believe anything you say. And maybe the idea as the special teams coordinator is that you're just supposed to get up there and lie. But then I would argue, what are we even doing if that's going to be the case?
Well, I think the greater thing at hand here is that, like, special teams is actively losing you games.
Yeah.
So I don't think the solution is to sit up there and to pretty much blame the general manager and say, well, we don't have enough talent here. We don't have a special teams ace. What do you want me to do? You know,
but he isn't wrong when it comes to that, though.
Bubba, but
they
don't
have one.
Here's the thing. Not only was it embarrassing that you started that game with a, 66-yard punt return, mm-hmm. not only was it embarrassing that you had not just one muff punt, but two, but then the guy evidently didn't even know the rule on the kickoff where he toe taps on the sideline look better than anything Chad O'Shea has coached
what he's trying to get to here, and I think what he's trying to spin this as is, you know how, like, when field goal kickers, when they miss kicks, no one turns around and blames the special teams coordinator ultimately because we understand that they don't do anything with the actual field goal kickers? I think he's trying to absolve himself of any blame because of the lack of talent that is on this roster within the special teams and the players that he's afforded to use on the special teams. I talked about this with Coach Riz in the Sunday pregame show. A couple weeks back, they loaded up the special teams unit with a lot of players we know, Schlesinger, yep. Delpit, those type of guys, and it was because they had to have a response to what happened the week prior where they looked absolutely lost in that Jets game. And they've kind of taken those guys away in the past couple weeks. They had them for a week, and, like, Delpit's still there last weekend, but all the big-time players, for the most part, they then took themselves off of special teams. And I think Bubba's speaking to the frustration of that. He doesn't have the full chest to work with, and now it sounds like I'm defending Bubba Ventrone, which I don't want to be doing. It's an awful place to live.
Yeah, it's a losing proposition.
It's a losing proposition. I get it. Yeah, but, like, the reality is, in this instance, people lost their minds here. He's not wrong. They don't have the talent. Where he's wrong is speaking on it into a microphone. Because that's where he's wrong.
Dude, like it genuinely came
across. But he's not wrong. They don't have the talent.
But it comes across as like, here's another guy. What happened to smart, tough, and accountable? Because my GM isn't accountable. He's not even making himself available to the media during the bye.
Here's the problem with this, okay? And this is why if I was trying to hire Bubba Ventrone in the future, I'd say thanks, but no thanks. Joe Brady, okay, was fantastic with Joe Burrow at LSU.
Right.
And he was fantastic last year with Josh Allen. But the argument is that every person in between, it's like, I don't know that you're very good at this job. I think you can be good at this, and even starting to struggle in Buffalo now this year. But it's like, I think you can do the job if we give you a generational talent around yourself, right? But I can say that with a lot of coaches.
Yeah, sure. You could put me on the sideline if I've got Josh Cribbs returning kicks. Absolutely.
Well, so that's where he's not helping himself.
No, Malachi Corley. So figure it out.
When you say the statements you say like this, what you're telling everybody is that if I have the talent on special teams, I can get the job done. And if I don't, you're going to get the results that you've been getting. And that's where the problem arises.
Which like the results you've been getting are like hilariously bad. They're not just bad.
Well,
they're
hilariously
bad.
I mean, Corley forgot he thought he was playing wide receiver with trying to keep his toes in. He was playing punt returner. You played. It's that it's the Neil Brennan bit with Ray Lewis in the elevator. You did football when you were supposed to do normal human things. You did football at the wrong time. You did wide receiver when you were supposed to be doing punt returner.
And it's like he's barely done wide receiver this year. Like you've done end around jet sweep.
Yeah.
But you haven't really done wide receiver. So I don't really get. And it all goes back to coaching. It all goes back to accountability. I don't know who's taking blame for what. I don't know who's accountable for what. Because I've got a special teams coordinator that's allowed to just sit up there after the worst special teams performance that I've ever seen. I think that's fair to say, with four different mistakes on special teams. That was the worst I've ever seen. And he's allowed to just sit there and say, well, I don't have a special teams ace, so what am I supposed to do? And that's a reflection of why the Browns are in the situation that they're in right now.
To me, it just sounded like a broken man. It sounded like a resigned man to the idea that he's going to be fired at the end of the season. Kind of, and maybe this is one of those things where they've already done the firing behind closed doors. Kind of like what they did last year to the offensive line coach, Andy Dickerson.
He just vanished.
Well, I mean, it was Vrabel. Vrabel took over the offensive line. He was still in the building. He was still around, but he might as well have been the janitor. He wasn't doing anything that was useful to football productions, okay? And maybe that's already happened with Bubba. It's like, we put you up at the podium. You speak because we don't want anyone to know that your job's already been taken away. So you speak. You go ahead. You do it. But in reality, you're not really doing anything at this point. That might have already taken place. Because they just refuse to fire people in the middle of the seasons. And if not for HBO, we wouldn't even found out what happened last year between Vrabel and Dickerson.
Right.
So maybe that's just what's taking place here. But that sounded like a resigned person. That sounded like somebody that really didn't even care what the perception of himself and around the building is. Like, he just seemed like, I'll answer the questions, but I'm going to answer it the way that I feel is truthful. And that's where you get to the heart of that. That was a honest answer right there. And I get why it would make Browns fans angry, but it was at least honest. But it also sounds like somebody that's honest because he doesn't have a job anymore, or at least knows he won't have a job for very long, at least by title. All right, we're going to leave that there. I see a lot of you guys with the phone calls. Hang tight. We will get to you guys all throughout the show. If we didn't have Joe Rexroad, who's one of the best at covering the Titans and also covering all throughout college football, I'd just go right to you guys. But I can't do that because we have a Titans insider and, of course, a college football insider as well for The Athletic. Joe Rexroad, 102.5 The Game in Nashville. He joins us next right here on The Fan.